This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've talked at length this summer about H5N1, or the bird flu, and what it means for dairy herds. But we also have to remember, this isn't the only health concern we have with our animals. There are still the old standards we have to guard against, including respiratory disease and pneumonia. And as dairy and beef cattle make their way around to feedlots and herds around the country, that strain puts them at higher risk. And we talk about the reminders we need right after this.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, in the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
As calves travel around the country and get settled into their new homes, they are more susceptible to diseases because their immune systems are more strained. At this vulnerable time, we need to be making sure we're using all the available tools and techniques to keep these calves healthy. Dr. Joe Gillespie is with Boehringer Ingelheim, and he talks about fighting pneumonia and respiratory diseases with metaphylaxis.
Metaphylaxis is a thought process of treating animals prior to or during early risk associated with some sort of disease. So what we're trying to do is, if we have an animal that is at risk of exposure to a pathogen or getting a disease, we preemptively treat them with antibiotics to help reduce that chance for illness or sickness that may come after a stress event or something that could cause disease in those animals.
To be most effective with metaphylaxis, you must have a good plan in place and realize that this is not a blanket answer to all your respiratory disease problems. It's just a starting point.
The use of metaphylaxis is not really a blanket answer to all risk associated with bovine respiratory disease. The use of metaphylaxis is to help prevent the onset. So what's important prior to making the decision to do or not to do metaphylaxis is to understand how your cattle are managed. Are they under stress? Are they high-risk cattle that may have a greater risk of getting disease? And then understanding the management practices that you have to be able to manage that in particular. So, you know, our goal is not always to just use more antibiotics. It's to use antibiotics appropriately so that we have the best chance for success with whatever class of cattle we're dealing with.
Dr. Gillespie reminds producers that with any herd health program, you need to make your first call to the herd veterinarian.
He has the most likelihood of understanding what your risks are at your particular facility. He actually understands the pathogens that are at risk in your environment, and he can offer suggestions of products and routes of administration and timing for those types of products to make metaphylaxis successful. If we take the idea of just blanket treating all animals, we are not judiciously using antibiotics. But if we take the mindset working with our veterinarian to understand if there is truly risk in a group of cattle, and we use those antibiotics appropriately, utilizing the most appropriate time from treatment to onset of disease, and all of those factors together really help us use antibiotics more effectively.
Of course, metaphylaxis will give you a larger window of opportunity to get the normal routine in place, because you won't have to do any touch-up treating for at least 5 to 7 days. For more, you can look at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.